Hey, thanks for visiting with me for the very first episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. My name is James Prophet, and we'll be talking to folks on and around Lake Erie who share an affinity for the lake through either work, proximity, or perhaps just a simple love of the lake. Today we're in Fremont, near the banks of the Sandusky River, meeting Steve Pollack, who for more than 40 years at the Toledo Blade brought millions of readers great stories about science, nature, and the outdoors. Spend a lot of time in the woods, fields, creeks, and rivers?
Yes. Between my mom and my dad, always had interest in the outdoors, the stars, astronomy, nature. My dad was a hunter. My uncle Mike was a fisherman. And that's where I ended up with the interest in hunting and fishing.
And so how did you get involved in journalism?
My English teachers in high school recognized that I had a knack for writing, and virtually every one of them from freshman through senior year high school all recognized and encouraged me to be a writer, but I also liked science.
In the end, Steve majored in biology, organic chemistry, and journalism at the University of Toledo. So, Steve, when did you go to the Toledo Blade?
All right, I graduated from graduate school natural resources at Ohio State University on the 17th of December, 1971, and I walked into the city room of the Blade on Monday, December 20th, 1971. And I happened to stay there 40 years plus one day.
Did you have a cause at the Blade that you took as a personal fight or a personal project as a writer?
Yes, and it in a very broad sense, it had to do with the land and the land ethic as espoused by Aldo Leopold, who wrote the iconic Sand County Almanac that was published in the year he died in 1948, but it's beautiful. And it writes about a deep abiding love of the land in a collective sense. And when I say the land, I mean the soil, the water, the air. What he wrote 76 years ago is as fresh today as it was then. And I had it in my heart growing up, thanks to mom and dad, but I had it in my head, especially in graduate school, where at Ohio State, where I was introduced to many of these ethical topics.
In your time as the outdoor editor at the Toledo Blade, how were you connected to Lake Erie? How were your stories connected to Lake Erie or the watershed?
Oh my goodness, that's a long path. But you know, I've lived along Lake Erie all of my life. I love the Great Lakes. This is not the Rust Belt; it's the Water Belt. And it's going to be the big place in the coming years because of water. I've been able to fish and be a fishing mate on boats in the Great Lakes, not just Erie, but many of them, who all taught me the love of the lake. And I, of course, was already a willing student, but I learned so much from all of them and still, Lake Erie, to me, is the one of the most beautiful places in the world to be in and on and around. And I'm happy to be here.
Do you have one article or one series that you find the most satisfaction in?
One of them that expressed a lot of my thoughts from the ground up or from the water up would be the second time I paddled a canoe all the way from Fort Wayne, Indiana, to Toledo on the Maumee River. 130 miles by canoe. We actually had a videographer and a chase team, and it was one of the most popular articles or series of articles. And while I was there and everybody else was relaxing, I'd be processing digital photos and writing a column to appear in the next day's Blade. We made it down in 4 days, and when we were crossing bridges, people were watching for us.
They were following the article?
Yes, they were following the articles. They were chasing the canoe. Retired teacher came out in a pontoon boat with some grub for us, breakfast and so forth. And then further downstream, another couple showed up in a ski boat, and they talked to us and said, "We'll meet you down below the Damascus Bridge," and said, "We'll have hot dogs grilled on the boat when you get there." This was one of the most...
It was like a ticker tape parade almost.
It was. When we went under the high-level bridge in Toledo, semi-trucks drivers that saw us were honking their horns at us, and people were waving. And we ended up, when we got down to Walbridge Park in Toledo, a flotilla of kayakers and canoeists joined us.
What was the point of the entire series?
To create an appreciation and an interest and a love for a river that had been abused over time.
What made people love that series?
Well, I sent photos and articles every day.
What types of adventures did you go on?
I was absolutely graced by the ability to go and do as I saw. I traveled through 44 countries in my time. I was around the world 4 times with the Blade. To see people and the land and how it related. People really want the same things everywhere. One time I spent 17 days in isolation at a remote cabin in the Porcupine Wilderness of western Upper Peninsula, Michigan. I was asked to come into town, and I hiked into town on snowshoes for 45 minutes and talked to the kids. I showed them a series of slides, and I fed the kids Indian fry bread that I'd learned, the recipe for which I had learned in the Arctic with the Inuit peoples. And when I came to the end of my program, wanted to come up and have samples of the fry bread I did, because I showed the kids what the people elsewhere in the world, how they lived, and the teachers told me that they said most of the kids in Ontonagon County, Michigan, would never leave Ontonagon County in their lifetime. And they were so appreciative that they saw that other people all around the world lived just like them. And they just wanted the same things. They wanted to love the land and be safe and have their own homes.
Why does any of that matter for the people that live in Northwest Ohio now?
I hope it matters, because if it doesn't, we aren't going to have much of a world left for our kids and grandkids, especially the grandkids. Our kids may go through this okay, but the grandkids, and I have seven of them, and they're all beautiful, and they're fishermen and outdoors people, and they love the land, and I've tried to help them understand that, but I don't know how far that circle of influence will go. But if it does not happen, we are in very deep trouble.
Anything else interesting or noteworthy that people might want to know?
Just love the land. Love the land.
Thanks, Steve. I love you, man.
I love you too.
I've known Steve for years, and as you can tell, he cares deeply about the outdoors, nature, and conservation. While he's retired as outdoor editor of the Toledo Blade, he can still be found somewhere around the lake and in the pages of Ohio Outdoor News.
Thanks for joining me today on this episode of Lake Effect. I'm your host and producer, James Proffitt. Executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Have questions or comments, or want to learn more about Lake Effect, visit WGTE.org/lakeeffect. Until then, I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.